The man was arrested for robbery on Clapham Common, and then he was taken to Clapham Police Station, where he murdered a fellow cellmate. He was taken out of the cell, he was interviewed, and he admitted the 16 murders. And then what happened was that a police report was prepared, sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions, and the copy went to the Home Office. And the Home Office decided that they felt, as a matter of policy, that this story should be suppressed, as they felt that it might cause public hysteria or might actually stop people going to work.
Were you aware of this at the time?
Yes, as I say, we all received instructions that we weren't to talk either to our own press department or to the media itself directly.
And what was the man eventually charged and convicted with? Or for?
He was overall charged with 5 offences, of specimen charges, and then he was finally convicted of 2 of those charges.
Is he still alive, this man?
No, he died in prison.
So you're alleging that the Crown Prosecution Service and or the Home Office, with the compliance of the police, covered up, well, more than a dozen deaths?
No, I mean, they were all properly investigated and appropriate charges.
No, but no, they're covered up in the sense they weren't brought to justice. He wasn't brought to justice for those deaths.
No, I mean, I think that's the thing. The trials, criminal trials, cost a great deal of money, tens of thousands of pounds per day. I think that's a decision that's got to be made by the those in authority, like the Home Office. But it is true that the story was covered up because, as I say, it wasn't actually broadcast to the media as they usually are.
Why have you taken till now to tell us?
The fact is that under the 30-year rule, the papers were released in October of last year. So now I can actually restore to my original papers in making my report.